countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
Now, later this week, Mairead McGuinness will reach the final hurdles in the process of being appointed as the EU Commissioner Responsibility for Financial Stability, Financial Services and Capital Markets Union, FSMA for short. Naomi O'Leary of the Irish Times joins me from Brussels. Naomi, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Her nomination was accepted, as we know, earlier this month by Ursula von der Leyen. But what stage of the appointment process are we now at?
Well, she cleared the first hurdle this week in that the legal committee of the European Parliament has to scrutinise all such nominations for conflicts of interest in case they have anything that clashes with the portfolio that they've been given. And she cleared that, as did the new nomination for Trade Commissioner Valdis Dombrovskis. So then the next stage now is that both of them are going to face questions in the hearing on Friday.
Okay.
From the parliamentary committee that works on their area. So in Mairead McGuinness's case, because she's been appointed to take over financial services brief, she'll be scrutinised by an economic committee. And for Dombrovskis, he'll be scrutinised by the trade committee.
Okay. Now, just because she's so experienced in the parliament, you know, and very popular, she's a vice president, it won't necessarily mean that she won't face tough questioning from some of those MEPs?
She's likely to face tough questioning, but particularly what we're getting indications of is that some MEPs on the left and in the Green Party are going to seek to make a bit of an issue of Ireland's record on things like tax, banking regulation, finance regulation, that kind of thing. This is kind of a long-running theme for them. There's a lot of people who see Ireland as being kind of a bit of a rogue actor almost on finance and tax. And there were some complaints about the nomination of Mairead McGuinness because of her nationality, saying that, you know, we don't want Ireland to take Ireland as the, you know, the example for how this should be in the EU. Also combined with the fact that Pascal Donoghue has the presidency of the Eurogroup right now, which is very important in terms of it's the group of finance ministers that put Irish people in a very powerful position in terms of finance and economic positions in the EU. However, there's been a lot of pushback against that, you know, from the sort of centrist and more right-leaning groups, saying that, you know, that's just nationalism. You know, European commissioners aren't supposed to represent the country they're nominated from. They work for the whole EU and they take an oath to do that. This is kind of opportunistic.
Yeah. Okay, so Valdis Dombrovskis, who is the former Latvian Prime Minister and ex-MEP, he is a second-time trade commissioner, very high up. He's taken Phil Hogan's old job of trade, and as you said, Mairead McGuinness going into FSMA. So they both should get across the line. They will get across the line. And when will they officially be rubber-stamped? Will it be the middle of the week after next?
That's what's expected,
okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, the two of them are pretty likely, it's been, as to be given a recommendation by their committees. And then what happens is there's a big vote by the whole European Parliament, not on them individually, but as on the new makeup of the Commission. So it's just one vote, and then it's expected to pass. But, you know, there'll be a good bit of debate before that.
Okay, but they will get through, no problem, and that'll be kind of 7th, 8th or 9th of October. Listen, great to talk to you. Thanks very much, Naomi O'Leary there in Brussels of the Irish Times.